Kentucky has two types of forest, the eastern deciduous forest and the mixed mesophytic. Eastern deciduous forest covers most of the eastern U.S., and it's dominated simply by trees that drop their leaves in the fall. But within the eastern deciduous lies one of the most diverse forest systems in all the world, the mixed mesophytic forest. From this lush, temperate environment springs a tremendous amount of trees, plants, and wild animals. A fitting example is Kentucky's Daniel Boone National Forest. Consider this exhibit a window to see the value of forest as a whole, not just as trees for lumber. When you do, you share the philosophy of the leading lady of forest ecology, Dr. Lucy Brown, a graduate of the University of Cincinnati in 1914. Throughout her academic career, she spent much of her time in the eastern Kentucky woodlands. Let's travel back to early last century for an early insight to our woodland world.
Some 30,000 years ago, more or less, when the ice of the last great continental glacier was slowly melting off from the northern part of our country, there was a vast, barren land. Not a tree, not a flower broke the monotony of the gray clay soil, she once wrote. Away to the south stretched a vast forest, which harbored many plants and many creatures still unknown in the new land.
In the 1920s and 30s, the world cared little about forest conservation. But Lucy Brown sought to change that. She and her sister Annette, who was a fellow scientist, explored the countryside, recording a long list of forest plant life. She authored a book in 1950, still in use today, called Deciduous Forests of Eastern North America. Her writings have helped convince people that our forest resources should be used wisely, and her research has given to science the mixed mesophytic forest name.
From it, and from its ancestral progenitor, the mixed tertiary forest as a whole, all other deciduous forests have arisen, Dr. Brown wrote.
When Dr. Lucy Brown died in 1971, she was 81 years old, but very much aware that the field of forest ecology was still very young. What is studied today in this field only builds on the legacy that she and her sister left. The original tree huggers, Annette and Lucy Brown, they are two of the Salado Center's environmental heroes. To hear a telling and historic interview from Dr. Annette Brown, press the pound key now on your Animal Tracks wand.